In your letter to the council, it only appears like you have completed a simple internet search, which is deeply problematic. Matthew 18 asks us to go directly to people with whom we are in conflict. And if you've not done so in good faith, then I would argue that your presence here today has missed an integral step in conflict resolution outlined in scripture. Second, the language of the letter is dehumanizing. To suggest that anyone is a perversion or a deviant is distinctly dehumanizing, which Jesus directly spoke to as well. Although your letter attempts to give personhood to the LGBTQ community by not addressing them directly prior to this meeting and by using dehumanizing language, I would argue that you are not loving your neighbor well. I am also wondering whether or not you would protest outside the Roy Theater if the theater chose to show a movie that included sexual ethics you don't approve of, since with adult supervision, children are permitted to attend those shows. This drag story time is the same. While you may not feel comfortable with your children or grandchildren attending, each parent should have agency to decide what is appropriate. Many outside and even inside the Christian community struggle with the violent and sexual content of the Old Testament. Are you okay with young children reading stories about genocide in Noah's Ark, about David's rape of Bathsheba, about babies being slaughtered in Egypt before Moses frees his people, about a person being murdered by a knife deeply buried in his belly, about a man being hanged for plotting against the king, about a beauty contest in which the king slept with many women before he chose Esther, about Potiphar's wife coming on to Joseph, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Could people possibly protest these stories being shared with children on the same grounds? My final questions are these. Are you so without sin that you can cast this stone? Do you have a plank in your eye that you cannot see because of the speck you are seeing in a community outside of your faith community? I'm pleading with you to talk to the organizers of Pride, speak with a performer, and then make your assessment. We are called to love our neighbors and treat them as ourselves. I'm imploring you to follow Jesus' call and do this. Talk to them. Know their names. Love them. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you. On May 9th, a group of protesters stood outside of the Smithers Town Council chambers at 1027 Aldous Street. They were there to protest not only drag story time at the upcoming Smithers Pride event, but to implore council to shut down Pride altogether. Mayor Gladys Attrill was not physically present at the meeting, and so Deputy Mayor Frank Ray oversaw council decorum at that meeting. The anti-Pride movement in Smithers has grown since last year. Smithers has experienced some public displays of anti-LGBTQ protests, such as the Rainbow Crosswalk getting burned out marks from tires in 2019, as well as businesses revoking Pride displays in their windows. However, as Sophie Perdue, the vice president of Smithers Pride, mentioned at a town council meeting on May 23rd,
I think it's obvious why I'm here by the way that I am dressed tonight. I'm one of the vice presidents of the Smithers Pride Society. I'm a mother. I'm an ally. I want to thank everyone who has spoken, who is queer, who is an ally. This is very brave. This is a frightening thing to do. And how they've come out and addressed themselves is very brave. So thank you for that. As someone who grew up going to church and went to Bible camp, in fact, I was a youth leader, what I was taught is that I was a human being and that we were to love everybody. And there was never any discrimination. So to cherry pick from the Bible, to make a rhetoric, to make others feel less than is just unfair. It's wrong. I won't stand for it, period. I want to address something around the suicide. Two-spirit, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, and intersex communities have been consistently shown to be at an increased risk of suicidality, which includes suicide ideation, planning, and attempts when compared to the heterosexual and cisgender individuals. Indeed, 2S LGBTQI people are 5 to 10 times more likely to attempt suicide compared to cisgender and heterosexual individuals. Suicide affects 2S LGBTQI people of all ages and is not an issue limited to youth. Furthermore, it continues to affect 2S LGBTQI people today, despite important social, cultural, political, and legal changes in Canada, all evidence points to the possibility that suicide is the major cause of death for 2S LGBTQI individuals. Suicide is preventable. Inclusion matters. I've been a part of this movement for 6 years, and I am greatly proud to say that. I have seen the positive growth that has happened in this community. I have spoken to many people who have come to us and said, thank you for doing this. Thank you for giving us a voice. Thank you for letting us feel heard and seen. I have 3 children, and I want them to grow up in a town where they feel like they can be seen and heard and not have people make them feel any less than. This year will be no different than any other year. We will grow by 200% in attendance. We will not be silenced. We will continue. This event will never be stopped, and people will not be made to feel less than, period.
Today, you're going to hear from Smithers Town Councillor Frank Ray regarding the town's response to the letter sent to council, as well as the anti-Pride petition and protesters who showed up to speak out against this year's upcoming Pride. I'm also speaking to Ryan Armstrong, a member of the Smithers Pride Society, about Pride's response, as well what's actually happening this year for Pride.
I'm Ryan Armstrong. I go by he, they. Moved here 4 years ago from lovely Ontario.
So what's your history with Pride events, like kind of like sanctioned Pride events here in Smithers, but also before that too, if you were involved back in Ontario? Mm-hmm.
Here in Smithers, it's my first year being with the board. Mm-hmm. When I moved here 4 years ago, everything was kind of like online virtual because of that lovely COVID. And then last year was the first in-person event, which I thought potentially the climate of where we live, there might be something like a little sign being like, no, don't be gay or whatever, but nothing. Like I didn't feel unsafe. I didn't feel unwelcomed. It was really great. So being part of that, I was like, okay, we need more. We need more community, because being a gay person in a small town, it's really hard to find any outlet. Mm-hmm. And then before I moved here, I was in Stratford, Ontario. And I was more a performer and participant in the Pride. I wasn't actually part of organizing it. Yeah. So mostly I've just been part of Prides almost my whole life now.
Yeah. So describe some of the Pride events that people can attend this year.
Mm-hmm. We are having our Beauville Square main event. Mm-hmm. And during that we have local performers, vendors that will be there, so local businesses that are supporting, healthcare providers, emergency services, all that will all kind of will be there. We will be having River. They'll be doing like a drag, like telling stories, like more fairy tales and stuff, mm-hmm. in intermissions.
Yep.
So anyone's welcome to partake in that. It'll be on the main stage, so it's not just going to be anyone sitting there. The whole venue can have fun with that. Mm-hmm. This year it's the first time we're ever doing a beer gardens, so that we'll see how that goes over. And also we're going to have food trucks.
Oh, cool.
Usually the Smithers Library will have books and crafts and stuff for people to read, check out. They're hopefully going to be able to check books out as well there. So this, the main event kind of ends probably 3:30, which is on the Saturday, the 27th. And then we're having our after party at the church, 19 plus there. And then the following day, the Roadhouse did such an amazing job. They are doing a drag brunch, and it's actually already sold out.
Yeah.
So if you want tickets, maybe put yourself on a reservation list or something to see if you can call, or just call every day to see if you can get in.
Yeah.
So those are our main events for this year that people can partake in.
Okay, so we are here to kind of talk about some of the rhetoric that's been kind of following Pride events this year, especially online, but there has been some in-person situations as well. I know there was a poster, a petition, and then there was also a protest on May 9th outside of the council chambers when almost 200 people, I guess, came to council to speak, and it was against drag story time. What is Pride's response to sort of managing all these fires, because it feels like this is kind of something new that's happened. I don't think that this, I don't think that Pride last year had to deal with this. So what's Pride's response to this?
First off, the Smithers Library has nothing to do with any drag story time whatsoever. What they've done every year is always had just a stories with families that come in with their own staff, with crafts and all those things. So that's what they do.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything that's was said for this petition or what it is. I find that there's a lot of misinformation about what drag is in general. A lot of people think it's just like a bar setting, kind of like 19 plus only, nighttime kind of like less clothing type events. But it's art. Like it's all different types. There's drag kings, there's drag queens, there's just drag people, because they don't even look like a woman in per se. Like it's not all about a man looking like a woman. But it's just what is happening and what's saying, it's just so, it's so wrong and hateful in my eyes that it is making people feel unsafe and not welcomed in their own community that they've maybe lived here their whole entire lives and never really felt this, and all of a sudden it's just like percolated from nowhere. And we would love anyone that really wants to educate themselves or learn or just kind of be a little bit involved and see what happens to come and just take part, because we're all family, we're all a community, we all have to live together. So we just want everyone to be there, and at town council everyone can have their own opinion, but just know that like words and misinformation, especially in today's age, spreads so fast and it's hard to combat. So online we're trying not to engage with a lot of, what do you call it, keyboard pushers, I guess,
right,
that never really want to actually have a conversation.
Yeah.
Which we want to have conversations with people. We want to understand what their potential fears or what they want to know, or what they're hearing is like, is this true? Are we seeing these things?
Right.
And yeah, what you do see in the States, like that's what I see. It's like they're the boiling pot. They percolated up here. You go down a little rabbit hole and you're not looking at all different outlets. And so, okay, I heard this. Well, maybe let's look into that in a different lens instead of staying on that same site. Go, hey, what does this say about it? What do the universities say about it? What do like the physicians say about these things? Like, let's get all different information, because that's how we're informed.
What do you hope people to experience, learn, or take away from this year's Pride?
This year's Pride, we did United in Pride as our tagline, and that came about just because we wanted everyone to be united in the community, to feel safe, to feel that you're welcome, to feel that you can be who you are. And that's really what Pride is about, is just celebrating diversity, inclusion, the beauty of just what humans are. We're all different. We all have our own lives and how we want to walk this life on this earth, and we're all in it together. We have a limited time here, and we should all just love each other and be safe.
Was there anything that I didn't ask that you think is important for people to know, or anything left that you felt that Pride just wanted to include in this conversation?
Yeah, like at the main event this year, we are having people for supports if there are any triggers. We have a good safety plan going on. This year, definitely, it has changed how we're looking at how we have to react to our events. And yeah, so just know We'll have lots of great information, lots of fun, lots of laughs and happiness. But if there is anything that triggers you, that we are there to support, we have all different outlets that you can access.
And now here are some of the comments and concerns that were raised by speakers to council at the May 9th Smithers Town Council meeting.
Before you give your names and addresses, just when you're speaking, press the button down. This part goes red and you can speak.
I look back on fondly is my relationship with my dad, and especially after high school. A number of times he would start a discussion or an argument with me, and it usually ended up good. But one of the things I learned was always to be challenged with thinking about where something leads, where something goes, what's the end goal. So to expand on that a little bit in regards to our letter, I want to use the analogy of MAID, medical assistance in dying. A number of years ago, Stephen Harper's government passed this, said we'll never go beyond this point. I can't remember exactly what that was, but today we're way beyond that point. We can't even see it. Where at Christmas we were going to allow 15-year-olds to commit suicide. We were going to allow people with mental conditions to commit suicide. Just crazy. So again, thinking along those lines of what is behind the issue today with the drag queens being asked to come to town. What I'm going to say is I've got no problem walking alongside people with gender dysphoria and trying to help them. With the drag queens and what they do and what they read and the audience that they have in front of them in a library setting, in grade 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old kids, honestly, the only word I can use is grooming. And I want you to guys let that sink in. We're very close as a country to, I believe, legalizing pedophilia. Would you guys let that sink in? Again, this is way beyond working with people with gender dysphoria. And I really pray that as a council, you guys would take it serious and say, not in this town, not in our buildings. I ask that, please. I want you guys to look outside. There's at one point here, we probably had a couple hundred people that were willing to pray for you guys tonight and raise you guys up in prayer. And that's how much of a nerve has been touched by this in this town. So that's our thoughts.
There's certain inherent rules or standards in a society that operates properly. There is. And we're in a beautiful setting here in the valley, and we have, I think, maybe the best place in the world. We look at other places in the world where it's chaos because there isn't, people don't recognize that. We are here because you're the authorities here. You're given that authority. And I'm thankful that you're here. Like Warren said, there's a lot of other people. I think you probably all read the letter. Did you read the letter? Yeah, if you read the letter, it kind of speaks for itself. But we're concerned citizens. We're peaceful people. We're not here trying to badmouth anybody or make anybody feel bad even. We're just saying there is, like Warren said, I see. Yeah, I agree. There's certain lines where we cross them, and where do we go? Where does that lead to? So I just want to tell you, we're praying for you.
Honorable Mayor and Councillors, my name is Austin Olai. I've lived here in Smithers since 2010. My wife and I are blessed with 4 children here in the Valley. I'm representing a large group of concerned citizens from the Bulkley Valley, hundreds of whom have signed a petition against this month's drag queen event. These signatures were just collected in the last 7 days, with the purpose of asking you to disallow the drag story time that is being introduced to this year's Pride event at Bovell Square. As a Christian and concerned citizen, I must stand for the biblical and binary model of human sexuality. I cannot silently stand aside as grown men dressed as women slip into a so-called family-friendly event and stir up confused sexualized emotions among young children and teens. Primarily, this dishonors God as ruler supreme over this nation. Secondly, it dishonors the Canadian Criminal Code, which states it is a criminal offense when someone publicly exhibits a disgusting object or an indecent show, among other specifics. It also dishonors the population of this town, which I firmly believe does not stand in support of events like these. Shouldn't it be your position to protect this town from these harmful ideologies? A question I have for you is this: what type of legacy is it that you're seeking to gain? Do you want to go down in history as the council that let the drag queens into our town? Is it the approval of the LGBTQ community that you seek? Cities, companies, libraries, and the like all fear the disapproval of the LGBT community more than they fear the disapproval of virtually anyone else. More importantly, they do not fear the condemnation of God. You all will have to give an answer for how you wield your authority, and God clearly gives direction on how leaders ought to lead. Luke 17, verse 2, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Edwin Burke once said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to stand by and do nothing. We, the people of the Bulkley Valley, are not doing nothing. You can see the signatures, over 800 of them. That's remarkable in a week. See them for yourselves. Hundreds more did not have the opportunity to sign. Our formal request is that you cancel this event, or at the very least, please remove it from a public outdoor space. And one last thing. A lot of people think this is just an issue because of the confusion it causes for the children. I'd like to be clear, even if there were no children involved, it's still clearly wrong. Thank you.
And lastly, here's my conversation with Councillor Frank Gray,
Deputy Mayor of Smithers.
Okay, so there was a letter that was brought forth to Council on May 9th regarding concerned parents and guardians who are against drag queen story or drag story time. Can you describe their concerns?
That's a difficult one because I'm going to be paraphrasing. And I hope I don't cause anybody any offense by misphrasing their concerns or by characterizing them. Basically, they feel that drag story time for children leads to, and the word grooming was used, for example. They're concerned that it leads to other things. That's kind of it in a nutshell. I don't want to mischaracterize too much. And there were a lot of people there that were concerned. There was 200 some outside. There's, I think, our maximum 60, and we were filled to capacity inside, to the point where we did have staff there to make sure that as people come and go, we could add people or subtract people according to the fire. Yeah. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell, that they're concerned about sexualization of children.
Is Pride a town sanctioned event?
The library takes part, and the library is part of the town, but it's kind of run separately. But anybody can use Bulkley Square. All you have to do is fill out a request to use the square, and then if you're closing off building, like, it's basically all about logistics as far as I know. If you want to use Bulkley Square or downtown, you have to have, so it has to be sanctioned in that way.
Yeah.
Same with if there's a beer garden,
right,
the trade show, we had to sanction, but we're actually not, council especially is not in the business of picking and choosing to use.
Okay. But what are the effects of a town the size of Smithers hosting a pride event? So there's definitely, like, I say effects because I know that there's positives, but there's also now, as we see this year, new challenges to the approach of Pride. So I guess maybe from, like, your deputy mayor hat, what do you think are the effects on Smithers by hosting a Pride event?
Okay, so for a disclaimer, this hasn't been discussed by council.
Okay.
Of course, I think any event that's positive is good for the community. I think the effects that I've seen since the first one, which I remember how long ago it was, is that people are more willing to admit that they're part of community. That community was you know, and I haven't been as in touch with the community when I first moved in as I am now. But that part of the community was hidden, especially when I first got here. I remember overhearing a conversation when I moved up here about somebody proud they laid a beating on somebody that was homosexual. You don't hear that kind of stuff anymore. And I think, you know, any kind of event that brings a community out, it's never going to bring the whole. So it brings out different parts of the community. But, you know, and I think Pride brings people out, just like to be an event, and people that want to find out, people that want to celebrate their pride. So I think, you know, I can't really see any negatives to it as far as I go personally. And, you know, council has, you know, it's not nothing that council's ever felt like wasn't well.
Does the town anticipate more conflict this year because of, like you said, the turnout for the petition that was brought to council on May 9th? And then also some of the posters that have been circulating around as well. Do you feel like there's any measures that the town feels like they have to put in place for these events at Beauville Square? Or is it much like you said, where it's kind of Pride Society running it and the library running it?
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you see what's happening in other communities, you know that there's a potential there.
Yeah.
The silent protest outside town hall on Tuesday night was very peaceful. You know, aside from the murmuring of a crowd, which to me seemed like it was purposely muted, it was a silent protest. Folks that came inside, well, I might not have agreed with some of the language that they used around the effects, were otherwise very respectful. Crowd was quiet. There's no yelling and stuff like that. So my hope is that if there is any protest, I mean, I always like to let people, then this is me personally, if somebody wants to have an event, it's not up to me to go disrupt it. So I would hope that there wasn't any. But I think, I would imagine the RCMP are aware. We've all seen the posters around town. I don't think those posters came from the folks that showed up on Tuesday night. You know, as far as that goes, I think the RCMP would be aware. And any event that is Oval Square, for example, a large event, is going to have some sort of security. Anyways, I did say at the end of the meeting on Tuesday night that I hope that people understood that if a person chooses to take their child to drag story time, that is a child that's going. And if you're yelling at their parents or you're otherwise trying to disrupt it, that's going to do harm to the child, probably way more harm than could ever be done by listening to a drag story time.
In your experience, have you seen this kind of contention around Pride events before? Or does this kind of seem like this is maybe bigger numbers and slightly more organized silent protest or otherwise protest, more insidious things like the poster? Have you seen this kind of contention around Pride events before?
No, and I actually, like, this wasn't what happened on Tuesday night. It wasn't specifically against the Pride. It was specific to drag story time. And obviously, you know, certain religions have their feelings about homosexuality and sexuality in general. But as far as I know, there's never really been any problem with having a Pride event. You know, obviously you read the trolls on Facebook and stuff like that, but, you know, and our Pride crosswalks had burnouts on all times. As far as I know, and I haven't been able to attend any of the Pride events, as far as I know, they've all gone off the edge.
I just kind of wanted to, for my last question, I guess maybe follow up to clarify just about if you feel like there's more measures that the town feels like they have to put in place, just regarding everyone who's attending, and especially because Drag Story Time is at Beauville Square. It's in a very public space. There was confusion that about where it was taking place, but now knowing that it is in such an open space where people can walk, it's amplified as well. Does the town feel any responsibility to ensure
everyone's safety at Beauville Square?
Obviously, I think we want a safe event, but council hasn't discussed anything like security measures or like that. That would be up to Pride. And then if Pride does have concerns, I would feel that they should probably be going to the RCMP if they feel that there's concerns. Hopefully there's not. But like I said before, we're all aware of how things have gone in some other places. And you always wish for the best and hope for the best, but you have it in the back of your mind. It could be, but I don't think, you know, from what I saw Tuesday night, I don't think it's going to be disruptive. There may be, I don't know if there's any plans, but the people that showed up on Tuesday certainly weren't disruptive.
Was there anything that I didn't ask that you think is important for people to know from council's perspective on this petition or anything that was said at council on May 9th?
I think if anybody watches the end of the meeting, each councillor had pretty much the same thing to say. The town doesn't want to get into policing who is able to use public spaces. We definitely don't want to tell the library when we don't have the authority to tell the library what to do. We have a representative on the library board. We do fund the library, but we don't have power to say shutting down this, or you can't have this book and you can't have that book. The other thing that we said is to try and imagine yourself in you're the one who's going to have an event and somebody doesn't want to have it. You know, some of us use the example because it was brought to us by religious leaders. Like if a person of a different religion didn't want you doing something at Beauville Square, we wouldn't say no, we wouldn't shut your event. So to try and put yourself in another person's shoes and to try and have compassion for others and understand that there are differences and that we can celebrate those differences. But if we can't reconcile the differences, we can at least acknowledge that they're there and that maybe a live and let live. I don't know if that word was used, but that's kind of our hope as council. If you listen to our kind of collective message through our individual speeches. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I got out of.
Okay.
And I think at the end too, you know, council wants everybody in this community to feel welcome, no matter religion, creed, sexual orientation, race. We want this to be a welcoming town and a town where everybody feels comfortable and proud to live here.
Thank you so much for speaking to me.
Oh, you're welcome. Always a pleasure.
Thanks again for tuning in to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at skeenastrong.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks again to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters. I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.